Welcome back to Real and Raw with Ben Taylor. I'm excited to be with you this week, just sharing and casting a vision of where I've been and where I'm going inside of this past week, inside of this past couple days, really, of just everything that has transpired over the past couple days in my life and what has been changing. Right now, life has been going at a rapid pace. It's just been speeding by. It's been one of these things that I've been realizing it's not slowing down, and it doesn't seem like it's slowing down at all. Like, do you run into that? Do you get to the place where you feel like life is just constant, just this nonstop piece? And this really came to me early on last week, was this piece of constantly just going, going, going. And this past couple weeks, I've been just going nonstop. And there's been a lot of production that we've been doing here at Raw Motivations. We've completely done a brand new course called Thriver, their Thriver course. We've completely been going through and revamping and re-recording the entirety of 45-Day Clarity Challenge and switching it to Survivor to Thriver. We're doing a ton of different like pre-work for Soul Purpose Intensive that's coming up. There's just a lot of pieces that are on the books of things that I'm doing right here, right now. But it's also been speeding me up in a very, very fast-paced environment, putting me in a place of saying, whoa, this is just going really, really fast. And we had an opportunity last week where I was able to actually go to a studio and record a bunch of the videos that I do, a bunch of videos that are going on the website, on different landing pages, things like that. And I was just overwhelmed when I was going to the studio. I was going there at like 6 a.m. I had it booked from 7 to 11. And inside of this experience of going there, there's part of me that realized the weight of what I was about ready to communicate, the weight of what I was going to speak, what I was going to say, how I was going to communicate. And the weight inside of that was huge. And the weight specifically was this piece of understanding that I'm going to record one video that's going to get seen by hundreds, thousands, if not tens of thousands of people. And when I record that one video, I'm asking God to actually work through me so that that one video connects with the heart and soul of the people that I need to connect with, the people that need to hear directly from me, the people that need to actually understand and see the pieces that I'm struggling with, the pieces that I'm dealing with, so that I can actually move forward and help them grow, change, and develop. But the weight of this was interesting because as I was going there, I realized there is this type of weight that's happening that's telling me and showing me this fact of, hey, this is going to get seen by a lot of people. It wasn't a weight of, let me make it perfect. It wasn't a weight of, let me make this good. It was a weight of me actually asking God to anoint the session, to anoint the time that I had there to be able to say, this is going to be something that is going to be powerful for not just me and what I'm doing, but powerful for the people that are impacted by it. So it was just this opportunity and this blessing that I was able to take from it, saying, wow, I have this opportunity to be here now and to communicate this in a powerful way. Got there, the studio was absolutely amazing. It was a fantastic studio. It took a bit to get set up. Now we know for next time, but it took a bit to get set up, but it was great. It was absolutely just an awesome experience and got so much recorded and a bunch of the VSLs and videos on landing pages, videos for ads, different things like that that are coming out that we got done. So there was just a huge thing. It was a positive thing. And this whole piece of running faster, typically what happens is when you start to run faster and faster and you get busier and busier, it starts to shift and change life, right? Like it starts to shift and change the things that are happening in my life in the moment. One of those things inside of relationships is raising up the bar of conflict. And with conflict, there's this good conflict and there's this bad conflict, right? Like there's conflict that is good because it needs to happen for there to be a outcome and a resolution. And then there's also this bad conflict. Now, what's been interesting is over the years, my wife and I's contact has completely shifted and completely changed. And so when there's this piece of conflict, there's a different energy to it. There's a different mentality to it. There's a different response. I think that would probably be the best way to put it, is a different response. So when my wife and I get upset at each other, there's this piece of coming back to each other and apologizing, working through it, versus before it just gets swept under the rug. It was a piece that I didn't deal with, she didn't deal with, we just ignored and we're like, it'll just go away. But it never would go away, it just got worse. So over this past week, we've had different times where we've had different levels of conflict that have come up. Typically around our daughter, our wonderful four-year-old daughter, almost five, going on 25 with her attitude. And so it makes it really interesting at times when we're both trying to figure out how to deal with this. We both grew up different with different parenting strategies that were placed upon us. And so we both have different responses and we both have different triggers. And so inside of that, I'll get frustrated, she'll get frustrated. And in the moment, it might not be directed towards each other, but that's how we'll take it. We'll take it because this big trigger all of a sudden just ramps up. Now, what I've been noticing recently is I'm getting less and less triggered to a place where I'm getting pissed off and angry. I'm still getting triggered, I'm still getting frustrated, but there's less anger there. So I'm able to address more situations in a sense of calmness. There's also this piece that when I get triggered to the place where I do get frustrated, then I'm starting to try to step back or step away or pass it off to Kayla in the moment when we're dealing with her daughter. Now, sometimes that pass off doesn't look like the best thing. I'm just kind of like, here, deal with it, right? But there's also this piece of we're starting to acknowledge when we hit our limit, we need help. Like when we hit our limit, like there has to be somebody else that tags in. Otherwise, it's just not going to go well. So I'll tag in for Kayla, she'll tag in for me. And what we've noticed is inside of the piece of parenting is we'll both trigger each other at times. I'll get triggered because I'll feel like she's doing something unjust or that she's going back on what she said she was going to do, like the unfair piece. And then she'll get triggered at me based on how I respond or how I act. If I'm getting frustrated or if I raise my voice, there'll be different pieces that will trigger her from our past and early on in the relationship and how I treated her, or that just we both get triggered just because of how we were raised. And so there's been several times in the past week that conflict has happened. And inside of this, I stacked it, but I stacked it in the gratitude stack. Talking through this piece of, hey, I have to be willing to let conflict be here and hold space so that we can rise as a couple. Like there's not going to be a way that a couple is going to rise without conflict. And what I mean by rise is this piece of grow, change, develop who you actually are, transform who you actually are. There's not a possibility for that to actually shift or grow or get better if there's not some level of conflict. And think about anything that you've ever changed or that you've ever done differently. It had to require some level of conflict. It had to require some level of rub, of frustration, of something that was actually holding you back or that was pushing against you. But the piece of conflict wasn't what kept you down or kept you back. It was the piece that you had to push through to get to where you wanted to go. And so this conflict piece is not always bad. Oftentimes people look at conflict as being bad or this awful piece, but in reality, like conflict is there to help push you, to help actually like bring the two of you together. And for Kayla and I, it's been a unique process of bringing us together, but also having sometimes more conflict. And that conflict doesn't signify that it's the end of the relationship or that we're freaking out or that we're going to a place where we're going to just completely end it all. But that's what it might feel like in the moment. And it feels like that in the moment because that is the pieces that have been set up in the past. Like that is how I've shown up in the past. That was how I've communicated in the past. So getting to a place of understanding, hey, we can still have this conflict and we can still be okay, that's new. And that's a piece that I haven't really recognized. I haven't really thought through. And so inside of this piece of conflict, I've been encouraged because we've been working through stuff. Like at the same time, we've been arguing and frustrated, but at the same time, we've also been working through it. Difference is not putting us at a place of giving up or just failure. We're just here right now and we're working through the triggers one step at a time. And that's all we can do. And so it's interesting because God has been working in this aspect of continuing to bring me back to gratitude. We've talked about that a lot this year, and it's still going to be a piece of it for sure. But inside this piece of gratitude, it's just showing up and being thankful for the people that are in my life right here, right now. I don't know how long I'll be on this earth, I'll be on this planet. I don't know how long I'll be on this exact mission of what I'm doing and how I'm helping people right here, right now, today. All I know is this is what God has called me to do. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And so until it changes, and until I do something different, and until God calls me to do something different, then I'm right here, right now, focused on the men and women that are in my life that I'm trying to help, women that have been abused by a toxic relationship, helping them find freedom, confidence, certainty, and clarity, and men that have been the abuser, the toxic, narcissistic asshole in people's lives that are trying to figure out, how do I actually show up honest, break the cycles, and stop cheating? And so inside of all of this, there's a unique piece that I know that God has called me right here, right now to what I'm doing. And part of that is just to love on the people that I have. to encourage them, to be thankful for them, to have this piece of gratitude for the opportunity to coach and lead the men and women that I lead on a day-to-day basis. There's many people that continue to show up, and there's some people that don't, that disappear. And so the people that continue to show up, they realize healing's not easy, but they're willing to do it in order to be able to find themselves. They're willing to do it to be able to keep moving forward. I know I can help with that. I'm encouraged with that. And there's a piece of just being thankful that I'm here and they're here and we're working on this together. So I feel thankful because they're showing up. This is part of doing the work required to heal. I feel encouraged because when I see people show up on calls and participate and do the work required, then their chances of healing go up exponentially. And I feel grateful that I have the opportunity to serve and support the healing process for so many different people. Inside of what I do, like this whole piece ends up inspiring me a lot of times to continue to move forward. I had a launch call the other week, so Thriver Launch, which is the next progression after Thriver. I had a Thriver Launch call with some of the women the other week, and I just felt inspired and thankful to be able to see and recognize the growth in everyone. We did hot seats where we went through just analyzing where they're at, what they need to work on, like all these different pieces, and people got traction there pretty quickly. The shares and everything that was happening like started to process and started to move people in a faster environment. And that's what I want to do. There's this piece that I really do connect and really do love working with women that are business owners or women that are focused on different areas of business, because it just is a piece that I love, a piece that I connect with, and a piece that I resonate with on a very, very fun and a deep level. And so like one of my one-on-one clients is a business, like very much so in the aspect of business, but she came to me from the realm of narcissistic abuse and actually getting free. But those are people I love because oftentimes they're like go-getters, they're driven, they're willing to actually show up, they're willing to put in the work required, and they're not looking at it being a cost on their time, money, and attention. They're looking at it being an investment instead, which is huge. Just the whole mindset, the frame a lot of times is different when I'm working with women inside of business. So being able to hot seat and work through business issues, the mindset issues, and all types of different issues, it helps people grow faster. And that's one thing that's been really cool and has been really awesome to be able to see. And so inside of everything that I'm doing, there's this possibility of continual growth and development every single day, right? Like it's a choice, it's an opportunity to continue to move forward. And so one of the opportunities is being able to get involved more and more with my mentor, Garrett J. White, inside of this aspect of what we call syndicate. So if you don't know, I go out to California every single month. I fly out there and I'm out there for 2 days and then I come back. Inside of this monthly recalibration, inspiration, and connection with guys and God, I'm able to actually go out there and work on the stuff that I need to work on to strengthen who I am, and to strengthen originally who I was as a man, and then now to strengthen who I am as a business owner and as a coach, helping people rise up in their confidence, their clarity, and their certainty of who they actually are. And so I had this opportunity open up, and I'm seeing it unfold as we speak, that there is this opportunity of being able to go out and actually work more directly, more connected with my mentor. Instead of just being in a giant group setting, to be in a smaller group setting of a group of about 8 to 10 guys and be able to start working through specific problems and specific issues that I'm having in business, but being able to have an entire day, like morning to night, like day, to be able to work on this. I think this is huge. And this is one piece that has me super pumped, super excited. We're not going to know until next week or the following week if I'm actually accepted into it. But that's a whole piece that I'm super excited. Like this is a door opening. Now, I want you to consider the people that you get around are some of the most important things you can ever consider. Like the people that you associate with, the people that you're friends with, the people that you interact with, those are the people that are going to shape and define you. And so for me, I've had to become very intentional about the people that I associate with, about the people that I'm around, knowing that if I'm not around the right people, they're just going to pull me down. They're not going to help me actually be who I'm called to be. There's a difference when I go out to California and I'm around other men that are locked in to actually tell the truth, to actually be a man. You have to tell the truth, that are locked in following after God, that are locked in owning and growing coaching businesses to help lead movements of people to be able to commune with God, to connect, to be able to be free and to grow and move forward. And so inside of this, putting myself in the energy, putting myself in the environment, putting myself around all those people is absolutely essential and necessary, because when I do this, it levels me up. Like, it helps me rise as a man. It helps me rise in my marriage, helps me rise physically, helps me rise spiritually, helps me rise in the business aspect. It helps me rise. But it wasn't always this way. Like, I wasn't always around men and guys that would actually help me rise up. There were guys that would just be there. They would just pull me down, or they would just keep me status quo. And so you have to think about, who are the people that are in your life? Are they pushing you forward or not? The most successful people that you see that are connected to God and are not just like assholes, like the most successful people you see are extremely conscious and careful about the people that they interact with, the energy that they give, the time, the emotion, all the different pieces that happen inside of their realm of who they're actually with, who they're around, who they communicate with, who they hang out with. They're very, very, very particular about this. And if those people aren't helping them rise up and to grow, they don't associate with them. They don't move forward with that connection, with that interaction, with all of those different pieces. And sometimes people look at this and they think, oh, well, that's rude or that's mean. No, it's you actually learning how to grow and develop yourself and be willing not to settle for less. When you decide that you're going to settle for less, you're actually going against the God-given decree to grow, expand, and have dominion over the earth. Not dominion over other people, but over the earth. And so when you decide, hey, I'm going to limit myself, I'm going to decide to be around other people that want to think small and don't want to actually grow and develop who they are, their marriages, their spirituality, their relationships, their business, then what are you actually doing? You're limiting God. You're limiting the impact that you could actually have on the world because of the simple fact that you're not willing to actually shed old relationships that are no longer helping you grow. And instead, you want to stay in a place of comfort. Of, I'll just stay here. I'll just continue to do this over and over and over again, thinking you're gonna get different results. But in reality, you can't get up and you can't move and you can't develop in who you want to be simply because of the people that you're associating with. So for me, it's a giant choice. It's a piece of, I need to make a decision of who I'm going to be around. I've chosen to be around these men out in California. They're not all in California, but we meet every single month. And so I fly every single month. Leave on a Tuesday or Wednesday, come back on a Saturday. Like, spend 2 days out there focused on what is actually going on. How am I moving forward? How am I progressing? How am I being a man of my word and doing what I said I was going to do? All of this is just one piece at a time, one step at a time, moving me forward. Inside of this, it's putting myself in the right environment that's helping me grow. That's the main thing. The other day we had, my daughter and I, we had a chance to go on date night. And date nights are always just fun because they're always just kind of crazy. They're always just kind of wild. Sometimes it's just like, hey, where are we going? And she lets me know and we just roll with it. So it's always interesting. But we went and did pony rides. So like a really quick little thing, but it's something that she absolutely loves. Went and did pony rides for a little bit. And then we went to one of the Disney parks at Hollywood Studios. And we jumped in there, started doing several different things. And she just showed up in a very brave way. Like, we went on a couple different rides that she hadn't done before, but she's tall enough now, but she's been nervous about. So I convinced her, I was like, hey, let's go on these. No, she convinced me to get a toy because she's like, because I was so brave. So I was like, okay. No, but it was awesome. We just had a good time. We picked up a costume for May the 4th. That way we can go and we can hang out. I have to look to see if I have mine someplace. But we're doing a couple different things. We're just trying to do different things that are sometimes out of the norm. And even the piece of me thinking of like, hey, I'm going to try to dress up and see if I can show up and we walk around Star Wars land dressed up as Jedi. Like, that just feels different for me. That's something that I wouldn't always do. But I'm trying to build a connection relationship with my daughter. And so this connection piece is very intentional. It has to be very intentional. It has to be very focused of, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to develop who I am and develop this relationship. So I did a gratitude stack on it, just talking about last night, like the last day night. Like, we had a full day night going for pony rides, Hollywood Studios and all. It was a really good date. We got in different things. We connected on a different level. And communication, the amazing part was just having fun together. There wasn't any meltdowns. There wasn't any frustration. There wasn't any anger. There was just us being able to connect, her being able to communicate, me being able to talk to her, all of these different pieces. And it's always interesting because whenever we connect and whenever we work through different things, there'll be different communication, there'll be different concepts that come out. Like she'll get to the place where she'll feel safe of saying, I'm excited for my baby, like my baby sister to come. But at the same time, I'm also nervous because maybe you're not going to go on dates with me. Maybe you're not going to spend as much time with me. So like her being able to communicate that and say that at 4, she's not even 5 yet. Like I think that's amazing. Just the opportunity that we've been trying to create in so many different ways of creating this safe space. Space where she can express. Now, the hard part is she gets so safe to express it, then it's easy to get triggered, right? Because then she calls us out, then she gets pissed off, then she just tells us no and she doesn't want to hear something. So there's a lot of different pieces that we're working through. But at the same time, being able to provide this safe space where she knows we are trying to communicate and help and be there for her so that she actually understands. So she's able to process the emotions, the feelings, all of those different things. Again, that doesn't make Kayla and I perfect by any means. We're trying to figure this out and having conflict along the way, right? We talked about that. So this piece of just like growing, developing, and connecting has just been really cool. One of the things that's neat is this idea of how I'm showing up now versus how I've showed up before. So the process of us going through about a year, year and a half almost of infertility for a second child, and then now having a second child on the way has been absolutely a wild journey, right? Like there's been ups and downs. There's been me getting frustrated, Kayla getting frustrated, Kayla getting new surge, me not holding space. It's been a lot of different pieces that have been involved in that. But one of the things I have to think through is this experience with having our second child is completely new. And the reason why it's completely new is because I wasn't present when Sophia was born. I was there, but I wasn't really present. There was this piece of me showing up physically, doing the things that might have been required or doing the things that my wife asked, but there wasn't my heart in it. There wasn't this piece of caring or affection, and there wasn't even this piece of like pulling at my heartstrings. That was a piece that I also found odd whenever Sophia was born, simply because of the fact that I would hear different people think like, oh, your world's going to change. Like, oh, like you're going to see her and you're just going to fall in love with her. And while I love my daughter, there was also this piece where the emotion piece didn't kick off. And the emotion piece didn't kick off whenever we had Sophia, simply because I was so full of shit and so many different things. Like there wasn't any emotion that was even connected. Like I was emotionally shut off from just about everything, from just about every person, except for the people that I was having affairs with. And so inside of all that, the whole piece was I wanted to do what I wanted to do. So like having a baby, that's kind of an inconvenience, right? Like that interrupts my schedule, that interrupts what I want to do, that interrupts being able to go out and be with other women. And so there was this piece of me being there, but not being there. Not being present at all, not being focused on Kayla, not being supportive, not being helpful. And so stepping into the second child, it's a unique experience because it feels, to me in one sense, it feels like the first. Not simply because so disengaged in the first one. There'll be different times Kayla will mention different facts or different stories or different things that happen, and I just don't remember. I don't remember because of how disconnected I was inside of those relationships and inside of what I was doing. I was just so focused on everyone else. And I was focused on people showing up to the hospital. I was focused on the affair partner showing up to the hospital. Like there was so much shit that was packed into this time. I was just not caring at all. I wasn't caring about Kayla, wasn't caring about anyone else. I was completely disconnected and unengaged. I was just trying to be there, trying to go through the motions of at least showing up like a good husband so I didn't seem like an asshole to everybody else. When in reality, I was still an asshole just in general. So this whole piece of having a second child has been really exciting. It's different. It feels different. Like the emotions hit different. The ideas fit different. The thought process, the piece of her being here, like that's always a piece that I struggle with. Simply because I'm very much like an experience and like a seeing. So I know the baby is in Kayla, but like I don't see the baby. Okay, so that's like that's just a weird piece about me. Until baby is actually out and here, it doesn't actually seem 100% real. So, but this piece is exciting because for me, it gives an opportunity to be able to show up different than how I showed up before and be able to process and show up in a way that I haven't ever done because this is completely brand new process for me. actually showing up this time. So I wrote a stack that was just talking through this piece of gratitude that I'm just excited and this whole experience is new, right? Different than what it actually used to be. I feel excited because we're having your second kid and growing as a family. I'm feeling encouraged because God provided us for a second child. Feeling thankful because you enabled us to have kids. I feel blessed because we're going to have our second kid. So like inside of this, there's this piece of like, I want to be prepared and I want to be focused and I want to be ready, but there's only so much you can do. So I'm at the point that this is exciting, this is new, this is a new adventure for us, and really excited to be able to put forth just different version of me. A different version of me that's actually showing up for our second child. A version of me that shows up in a completely different way than what it's ever been before, how I've ever shown up. And this is just a piece of my transformation, of my growth, of the different pieces that have changed inside of me that allow me now to show up as a man, as the guy that I haven't actually been before. And so I'm trying to actively change that with my current daughter and then trying to make sure that it's completely changed as we welcome our second child into the world. Right now, at the time of this recording, we got about 6 weeks until baby will be here. And so like this whole piece has just been ramping up and being exciting in a lot of different ways. And I'm excited just to be able to show up different. I think that's really the biggest piece, is like being able to show up different and be able to start off completely different is really cool. So there's a lot of progress. There's a lot of things that have been changing, developing, that have been happening inside of our lives, inside of business, inside of spirituality. And one of the things I noticed towards the end of all of this was the amount of gratitude stacking. The amount of gratitude stacking I've been doing is huge. It's what I wanted to do this year. But because of how busy I have been, I have sacrificed a lot of my prayer stacks. I've sacrificed some of that time where I would commune and connect even more so with God. And this is a piece that I didn't consciously do, but just ended up getting pushed to the side, ended up getting pushed to the side simply because I knew I had so much to do, so much to record, so much to work on. And so I realized inside of this that God's calling me to slow down. God's calling me to slow down to a place where I can actually hear him, where I can actually hear from him in order to be able to move forward. There's this piece that a lot of times we don't want to slow down. We don't want to take a break. We don't want to take a pause. We just don't want to slow down just as a society. It's just go, 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 right? And so inside of this, God is telling me, hey, you need to slow down in order to hear me so that you can speed up. Because if you don't hear me, you're going to be directed in the wrong way. Then as a result, when you try to speed up, you're going to be misaligned and misdirected to the wrong things. So you've got to slow down. Inside of this, I'm not taking this and I haven't been able to see this as slowing down and stopping doing what I'm doing. It just means I need to get connected to him, which right now means I need to get back into prayer stacking. It needs to be a focal point of what I'm doing and how I'm showing up on a day-to-day basis, that I'm willing to actually take the time to do a prayer stack. Prayer stacks, sometimes I would want to avoid just because of how long I know that they take. An average prayer stack for me takes at least the minimum of 45 minutes. Typically, it's going to be more like an hour and a half, because it's me dumping out. It's me pouring out my heart to God just to say, hey, this is what's going on. This is what I'm struggling with. This is what I'm dealing with. This is what I'm frustrated about. All of these different pieces. And then from there, coming out of the backside of a prayer stack, there's this communion with God of understanding, hey, this is what he wants me to do. This is the direction I need to go. These are the things I need to focus on. Absolutely amazing and absolutely incredible. But recently I've pushed that back, right? Like I've pushed that to the side thinking, well, if I just put a pause on that, I can complete all these projects. I'm still going to complete the projects. I just know now that my focus has to be a little bit different. My focus has to change and adjust to a place where I'm actually focused on how I'm connecting with God, being able to do this on a day-to-day basis, being able to focus on this. So this is a piece that I think and I believe with just everything that's going on that this will help me move faster. Move faster simply because I'm then more aligned with God, more aligned with the direction that I actually need to go, with what I actually need to do. So this all is a piece of just guiding and directing and helping me see I have to slow down to speed up. I have to connect with God. I have to show gratitude. I have to connect with the right people, with the right influences, with the right aspects of people in my life. Because if I don't, they're going to pull me down. There's so many different pieces that are packed into here. I find it a hard time sometimes even just to walk through everything that I've learned and to remember everything that I've learned and to be able to communicate everything I've learned just on this simple podcast. of just walking through and sharing what I've actually learned and what's going on. So I want to ask you, like, what have you learned over this past week? Like, if you had to sit down and actually write out or think through the things that you've learned, could you? Do you have a way to do that? Do you have a way to actually be able to look at that? Do you have a way to actually think through that? Inside of what you're doing, this whole piece is you growing and developing who you are. How are you doing that? How are you focused on your growth, your development on a daily basis? Because if you don't focus on it, it's not going to happen. If it's not a piece that actually makes up a part of your life, it's not going to happen. And so I want to encourage you just to focus on how are you growing, changing, healing, developing you over the past week? What does it actually look like? What needs to shift, change, mold, modify, develop inside of you to actually make a change, to actually make a difference in who you are and how you're showing up? Hopefully this has been an encouragement to you today. If it has, please let me know. Just tag me on social media, like share this with someone. Just let someone know that this is just this growth piece. Trying to show up real and raw of my life, giving you a transparent look at behind the curtain, what goes through my mind, what goes through my head, what goes through my heart on a week-to-week basis so you can see some of the transformation, but just my growth as I declare it to you one step at a time along the way. Y'all have a blessed and a wonderful week, and we'll see y'all next time.